Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then when he had received, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and laid his hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained the 2 and other 2 talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. And Lord, there thou hast that is thine. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Let's stop reading right there, if you would, this morning. I want to speak to you on the statement that we see in verse 22 and again, verse 23, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Holy Spirit, please help me. I need your help today. I need your power to be able to say what you would want me to say. I've written down some things, but God, I want to say exactly what you want me to say. I don't want to say what you don't want me to say. I want to be effective to the people of God and help the people of God today. But, Father, more important than me being filled with the Holy Spirit, because there's many more of them, and that is, Holy Spirit, you need to fill them for the ability to hear what you have for them today. Now, Father, if there's someone in our midst this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray before they leave this room they would settle that in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Here we see an account of Jesus saying what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's a simile, but it's some teaching, some principles. And this morning I want to go over, especially that verse there in verse 22, and take that statement, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and preach the message to you this morning from that text this morning. You know, everyone likes to be praised. Everyone does. They like to be appreciated. They like a good, you know, a pat on the back every now and then and say, good job. Some of you are smiling right now because you know that it's just our nature. And God must have known that, because he even said that's what he's going to say sometime. Even for those of us here that say, oh, no, not me. I just do what I do because I love the Lord and all that. Okay, sure. But everybody likes to be praised. That's the truth. And even if you say, and there are people that don't want any recognition for what they do. I understand that. But the thing is, though we don't want recognition, we want to be thanked. And especially we're going to want to be thanked when we stand before face to face to God Almighty, and we're going to want to hear those words. Say it, next 2 words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. See, we see in this passage right here ways to have the Lord Jesus commend us. when we do stand before Him face to face. We can see from this message that I'm going to have, from this verse, these two verses right here, basically the same thing. And by the way, this is free. You notice this is capitalism here. It's not socialism that God is saying the kingdom of heaven is about. That's free. There ought to be some more amens on that, ladies and gentlemen. And we change that by voting. Okay, that's again, that's free. But every one of us, all you sourpuss people looking out there at me right now and saying, every one of us want to hear a good old, well done, good job. And it's not because I brought up these people that help. There's people that work... Don't get any recognition around here, and you still do faithfully what you're supposed to do. But we do like it. Every one of us, shake your heads now. Come on, come on. You say, oh, no, no, that's not me. Yeah, yeah, right. Well, let me tell you, if that's not you right now in this day and age, it will be when you get to heaven. You will want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Let's look at some ways real quick how we can get that well done statement from our God when we stand before Him one day. Look if you would. Number one, let me just say it. We need to be His servant. Look again at verse 2. He said, verse 23, Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful, what does it say? Servant. You know what? We need to become a servant of God. Most of the time when you hear the word servant, first of all, they put it in this as a bad word. Because it literally means servant, means slave, one that helps accomplish their masters what they want to get done. And most of the time we think of a servant as a bad word, but in this case it's not a bad word. And by the way, a servant that is made to do things is wrong. There shouldn't be anybody made to do something they don't want to do. That is morally wrong unless they've broken the law in some way. And the Bible discusses that, and they may have a debtor's prison. We'd do good to get back to that instead of just bouncing the economy and changing the economy and printing more money, and where people actually have to pay off their debts instead of go and sign a piece of paper. Again, that's free. God did not create us as slaves. God created us with a free will. We are a free moral agent. Freedom is a God-given right. Did you hear what I said? Freedom is a God-given right. It's given by God. This type of servant that we're talking about, and God uses verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as... This type of servant that he uses here is talking about a servant that is a servant by choice. A servant that wants to serve because that person was bought with a price, given a great reward. See, when we get saved, we become a servant of God. And I want to serve Him because I love Him for what He's done for me. That's why some of you dread coming to church. It is a task to you. It's a burden to you. You come and you serve. And many come just to serve Pastor Johnson. Many walked out this morning because they saw that Pastor wasn't here. People left. See, you're serving the wrong one. We need to be serving the God of heaven, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Brother Evans you're serving. It's not Pastor Johnson. It's not Brother Montoro, pastors in Speak Tonight. I come to church because I want to serve the Lord that saved me and bought me with a price and redeemed me from the penalty of sin. That's who I want to serve, and I serve Him because He paid the price for me by dying a death on a cross. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. God Almighty Himself came to earth in the form of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? He put flesh on, just like you and I are wearing today. And you know how weak that flesh is, don't you? Why it wants to do wrong and how it all. Did you know he wore that same flesh? But you say, he never did anything wrong. Right. Instead of saying yes to sin, he said no to sin. Why? So that he could go to a cross and have to fight to get to that cross. He had to suffer to get to the cross, to suffer on the cross. He paid that what I should have suffered. He paid it. He gave me the opportunity to become a servant. A servant will be in heaven because he had a chance to be a servant. Now, after you get saved, you can be a good servant or you can be a bad servant. Look down at verse 26. And the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and what? Slothful what? Servant. Wicked means bad, not doing what they should. Slothful means lazy. See, we're going to get that term. We're going to either say, well done, or we're going to have it say, thou wicked and slothful. But we're still going to go to heaven if we trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. See, we're either going to be a servant, we're going to be a servant because we trusted Jesus Christ. Good servant or bad servant? The choice is ours. See, that's where the freedom comes in. We are a free-willed person. We can choose to do what we want to do. Right or wrong, we can decide. But my friend, there ought to be a love for God and what He did in Jesus Christ because He paid the penalty for your sin so that you don't have to go to hell and pay the cross. See, every man, woman, and child lived on this earth have sinned. Every one of us are sinners. Can I get a head nod there? Sure. And because of that, the Bible says we owe a penalty for sinning. And that penalty is a very steep price. But remember, Jesus paid the price. He died on the cross. He said no to sin. He came to that cross and he was a pure, holy Savior. Why? So that he could die for my sin and yours. See, he paid the penalty for us. Then those are things that most everybody knows. The difference between a person getting saved and becoming a servant, good or bad, it determines whether or not we trust our God enough to accept Jesus and what He's done for our sins. There's so many. They put the burden on themselves. They think it's something they need to do to be saved. My friend, that's not God's salvation. God's way is a narrow way. He says it's through Jesus and Jesus only. Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, you got to go through me. It was a narrow way. It was a bigoted way. It was God's way, my friend. And we've got to trust Jesus and Him alone. You can't trust whether or not you'll go out and commit a sin or you'll kill somebody. Then you're trusting yourself. You hear people all the time say, well, what if I go out and kill someone? You mean I can be saved then? That tells me that person is trusting their own self instead of trusting Jesus Christ to save them. You might be sitting here today and you think, well, I've asked Jesus to save me. Later on in the chapter, Jesus said, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not many mighty things in your name? And he'll say to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He said, you did it your way instead of getting saved the way I said to get saved. If you want that good, well done statement said to you when you get to heaven, number one, you got to become a servant. You got to have the opportunity to be a good one or a bad one, and that is through accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Is there a time that you can look back to when you saw you were a sinner and there was nothing you could do to accept to save yourself? You realize that I'm lost and undone and I'm going to stand before God one day. Is there a time you can tell me where you were when you accepted Jesus Christ and Him alone? Not you plus Jesus, but Jesus alone. You got that place in your mind right now? That's a good thing. But if you're sitting out there saying, well, I think I did it here, that's not a good thing. And by the way, that doesn't mean you lose it and lose it. It just means, look, my children are my children. They became my children when they were born. My wife did the work. They were born to me. They're my child. Now watch this. They're my children, whether they're good children or bad children. Are you following with me? See, we've got to become God's servant. What does that mean? That you work, you do something to get it? No, that's a free gift given by God when we accept Christ. And then you become the servant. A good servant, wicked and slothful, wicked and lazy, are good and faithful. But you got to become, to get that well done at the end of life, in the end of this life and in heaven, to get that well done, that pat on the back, you've got to become a servant. Next, we need to be, look what it says. We need to be, verse 23, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, we need to be good. This word good means as in beneficial. You know, a good servant is one that does right and is helpful. That doesn't mean you're perfect. My children aren't perfect. And whether they're wrong and they go out and kill someone or rob stores, it doesn't matter. They're still my child. And we're still God's servant if we trusted Him. But you get a well done, that good and faithful servant, then we've got to do good. We've got to be beneficial in our life. We've got to be a help to the Lord's side. See, everything we do helps someone. It's either the Lord or it's the devil. Please listen to me today. You say, I don't do much around the church, but whatever you do, listen to what Brother Evans is saying. Your actions, whatever you do, is helping one side or the other, the Lord's or the devil. You know, nothing pleases the Lord more or scares the devil more than a servant that prays. Listen, that big day, there's a young man sitting in the audience today that was here because of the bounce houses. That big day. Those of you that couldn't go out and stand in that heat and help, you prayed. Oh, that the devil doesn't like that. But the Lord loves that kind of servant. You know what? The Lord loves a servant that reads their Bible. Oh, man, He loves to see His people get up in the morning and turn on their iPod or tablet or open their Bible. Oh, and by the way, I forgot the speech. Turn off your cell phones, okay? All right, okay. Good night. Can't expect everything from me. You know what the Lord likes to see a servant doing? Going to church. Listen to me. Some of you, it would change your lives. Now, I'm not talking about those that you can't drive at night. And by the way, it's still light after Sunday night church. I'll just give you that little tidbit of information. But those of you that cannot and physically make it to everything, I'm not necessarily talking about you've run your race, but that doesn't mean, listen to me, He wants to see His servants in church every time the door is open. He doesn't want to see a church that only has Sunday morning church. He wants to see a Sunday night church. He wants to see a 7 day a week church, I believe. That's the way the New Testament church was. God likes to look down and see a servant giving to support his work through their tithes. God likes to look down and see a servant telling others about Jesus. There's nothing greater than that. Listen to me. Telling others, saying, I go to a church, come with me to my church, they'll tell you about Jesus. Listen to me, there's organizations, financial organizations in this city, I'd give you the name, everybody would recognize it. They send people here to hear about Jesus. And they're not even Baptist. If I told you the name of it, I talked to them, it's been weeks ago, people, I said, how'd you hear about it? And they named the name of the organization that supports and does good work for people in need in this town, big one, said, go down to Shasta Baptist Church. Oh, the devil hates that when you're telling somebody about Christ. The devil hates it when you're trying to lead people to good. But God looks down and says, that's my servant. Can I ask you a question this morning? Whose side are you on? It's not time to pray. Who are you helping? Then a faithful servant. Look at it. You know what faithful means? Well done, thou good. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Do you know what faithful means? It means full of faith. Full of faith. What is faith? Faith is obedience to God. I don't have time. I'd take you there, but there was a centurion, a Gentile, not even a Jew, came and asked Jesus to heal their servant. And he went to where Jesus was. And Jesus said, okay, I'll go with you and I'll heal your servant. He started to go. And that centurion, that Gentile said, all you got to do is say the word. Your word is gospel. You're God. Just say it and my servant will be healed. Did you know Jesus said to him, I found no greater faith, in all of Israel. In other words, he's saying the Jewish people. Why? Because that Gentile knew that what God says, it will be done. And it will be done. That's what faith is. People think it's some kind of spooky thing where you get visions and heavenly dust. And I'm a look up at me now. Look up at me. And I got a groove going on. I'm just full of faith. No, you're full of baloney. And the byproduct of it. Sorry. Brother Johnson just rubs off on me too much. Listen to me. What makes a person of faith is a person that believes God. Believes God could do what he says. Even when they do not know that it makes sense, doesn't understand what he's talking about, he still does what God says. Someone says he or she is a person of faith. What they're saying is that person obeys the Bible and obeys God's words. Now, sometimes our faith is weak. I understand it. Sometimes our faith, we fail, we falter. Can I say this morning? Just keep doing good. Just keep doing it. See, that's why some of you, can I confess, besides my loss of memory, you know, some mornings, I just don't even want to come here. I don't want to look at you. You say, I don't want to look at you either. Tough. We're stuck with one another, I think, unless you fire me. Yeah, yes, my wife. I'll lay down on the end of the bed and just say, you go on without me, hon. I just don't want to go. And don't look at me, pious out there. You feel the same way right there. I don't want to teach my Sunday school class. I don't want to greet people. I don't want to do the work of God. But you know what? I still do it. I just go. Why? Because I want to know, let everybody know whose side I'm on. Just keep doing good. If you fail, if you falter, get up. Brush yourself off. And that doesn't mean do it on your own. That means first, listen to Brother Evans, what he's saying now this morning. First of all, if you fail, you falter in obedience to God, whatever it is, then you need to confess that as a sin, because that is what sin is. It's not obeying God in any area, anything. That's as simple as God told Adam and Eve, do not eat of that tree. No sin in this world until they didn't do what God said. You don't need to take a college course on how to counsel people on what sin is and ramifications of it. No, it's just when we don't obey. Listen, when we falter, when we fail, get up and just do it again. Confess it. Lord, I failed. But get up and keep going. Faithfulness is doing it over and over and over until it becomes a spiritual habit in your life. We got enough bad habits that we do over and over, and that's why we got it. Start good spiritual habits, good things, doing it over and over and over, and then we form faithfulness. People will say, that person's going to church. God help us if they look out and see our car in our driveway on Sunday nights. And they know you're a Christian. Well, it got quiet in here now. You say, it didn't happen to me, preacher. I got a garage. For those of us that don't have a garage, do they see you? I wonder about those people that left after Sunday school this morning. Tell Brother Jim he should have kept them here, okay? I don't know what he did, but it's probably me. Brother Evans, I don't care. But I wonder about the people that see them coming back to their house when church is going on. I wonder what people think of you when they see you doing things that the world's doing. You're telling those jokes that they're telling on the around the water cooler, on the golf course. See, we're a servant. I know we fail. I know we falter. I know there's problems. I know it's hard. And it's not easy living in the... If it was easy, then everybody would be doing it. But my friend, once you get saved, then you become a servant. And what kind of servant are you? Are you a good one? Are you an evil one? Are you a faithful one? Are you a slothful one? The choice is up to you. It's up to me this morning. It's no one gets to heaven is going to get to heaven and say, I was perfect. No one will get there and be able to say I was perfect, but we can get to heaven and hear these words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Perfect? No. But we just keep up, get up, and keep going, and keep doing good. What kind of servant are you this morning? Do you need to be a servant? Only way to, it's not by doing all the good stuff. It's by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. And then those of us that are servants this morning, I ask the question, are we a good servant? Are we a wicked and slothful one? The words of Jesus, not Brother Evans. Just ponder that this morning. That's the message this morning. Every head bowed and every eye closed, please. Father, bless the message today. I pray you'd work in our hearts this morning and deal with us according to how you see us. Not how we think you see us, but how you see us. Deal in your servants' hearts this morning. And next, Father, I pray that if there's somebody here in this room that heard me preach, they would look past me and look to the Word of God about coming to Jesus Christ and knowing for sure they're going to heaven. They've got to become saved before they can be a servant. God help them this morning.